We're back to the Neil Haley Show. And one of the things that people forget about all the time is what's in products. Some products, you know, we put things in our bodies. We put things on our bodies. We don't know what the chemicals are in those. And my guest today has a story that's going to talk us more about that. So I'm excited to welcome Zarika Denton. She's the owner of Zarika of Malibu Skincare. Zarika, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking, Neil. It's my pleasure to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you, but you have a story, you have a mission of why you created Zarika of Malibu Skincare, and tell us what that journey was. Tell me about it.
Well, several years, actually, it's almost about 8 or 9 years ago, I was working as a fragrance model for one major cosmetic companies. And because I was out 4 or 5 hours a day spraying those perfumes on the people, and I started getting sick. And over the period of time, I got so sick, I had to give up the job. And I ended up in the hospital with a surgery that lasted almost like 6 hours, almost actually died.
Oh, no.
It turned out there were chemicals that were inside the fragrance that I wasn't aware of whatsoever.
Right. Isn't it? And we're just talking fragrance, but so many other things are very damaging to our bodies. And yet we put them on them or eat it or you know, or breathe it in and don't understand the causes that can happen. And that led to your mission, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I was so at the time, and I thought to myself, remember lying in intensive care and could barely move. I had the tubes coming from everywhere. It was really horrifying. And I was thinking to myself, if I make out from this alive, I'm going to make sure I'm going to let as many people know as possible regarding this issue, because people don't know. Manufacturers don't tell us because they don't have to. They're protected by the trade secret. They don't have to tell us what's in a product. I just say, for instance, if you take a fragrance, it just says fragrance. And you think, okay, it's a fragrance, but you don't know what's in that fragrance. It could be anywhere to 3,000 chemicals that creates that particular smell. And I didn't know that. And majority of people still don't know it. They're not aware of it.
Wow. So is that why you created your fragrance?
That's why the line of, first of all, I couldn't use anything else that was on the market. I had to start from scratch making my own stuff. Fortunately, I knew a little bit about it because I worked as a beauty consultant for many years. I studied chemistry and I had some ideas. And I grew up on a farm with all natural organic stuff, no chemicals. So I had a pretty good idea. I had to put some things together. And I decided to create my own line. But my main goal and main mission is to really get as many people to understand what it is they use when they're putting the lotion on themselves, when they're bathing their baby in a bubble bath, or they're putting a cream on their face, or what candle they're burning in their homes, or what they use to clean. Because all those products, if you really look at, if you turn around, you look at a label and it says ingredients, I guarantee you 99% you're going to see the fragrance on it. And that's where a lot of chemicals are in it. Every single bad chemical that possibly exists is inside those fragrances.
I mean,
honestly, it's really scary. I mean, for instance, the washing detergents, I mean, they are filled with those chemicals. If you see those commercials, they can last up to 2 weeks. What do you think it makes them last 2 weeks?
No. So you created this fragrance, and you're talking fragrances. Is that a perfume? Define what a fragrance is.
The fragrance it's what they call perfume or fragrance. Both are actually similar. And there are some perfumes that are pure and natural, but very rare. Most of them are made from chemicals. And those that were my concern is big as the ones they use in laundry detergents and dryer sheets and room fresheners and candles, in body lotions, the shampoos, and the baby products. Those are my biggest concerns. When I look at the label and I see the fragrance, it really makes me feel, oh my God, when they're going to stop this.
So when you created your products, you put it through all the different things.
Oh, yes. I made sure there's none of this toxic stuff that's going to affect it, because some of those chemicals are really deadly, seriously. I mean, they could cause breast cancer. They could cause the men to become sterilized. They make women difficult to conceive. The babies, they can end up having those. What's it that when they get all active and very hard to control, the children. I think that they're
hyperactivity disorder.
That's it, right. It's one of those in kids. They can also create a cancer in the child when it's born because it's grown in mother's womb. And it can cause a lot of really chaotic things in our bodies if we are not aware of it.
All right. So continuing from that process, you created the product and a line. How difficult was that? Was that easy to do and to go from a fragrance model? You said you had some of the experience you understood to then having your own business.
But it wasn't actually that easy. It took a couple years. You have to do testing and trying, and there's a certain things you can put together and some things you cannot. And of course, you want to make a product that has a shelf life. You know, it's not the easy process, but I managed to do it. It took me about 2 years.
All right, so let's continue. So you put this all together, right? Yeah. You put this fragrance together and all this stuff. What has been the journey of your product since then? Tell us about that.
Yeah. Oh, I was very fortunate. I won about four different awards. This is one of the best company in Los Angeles. Oh, it's only two, because my products really, they are very good for a specific niche. And hopefully by people, me talking about more and more, people be aware of, to go to more, not necessarily my products, but more towards the products who are, don't have chemicals, who don't have a fragrance in them, who are more healthier for them and their family. So for me, it's been I've sold mostly in the spas and the health food stores, because that's the type of niche of customers that understand what I'm talking about.
You know, so getting on the radio and TV is to get reach people that might not be in those spas.
Exactly. Yeah, my goal is for them to understand, be really careful what you're putting on your body. Take a little time, read those labels. If you don't understand what it says on there, you can go on Google. I guarantee you'll find the answer for every single ingredient that's listed. They will tell you how toxic it is. Is it toxic? Is it good for you? Wow. So basically, need to educate ourselves.
Definitely.
That's the bottom line.
That is truly the bottom line. Definitely educate ourselves. And if we don't educate ourselves, we miss out on everything. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I had no clue, Neil. I mean, I used to have every fragrance you can imagine I used to have on my shelf.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Use it. But I didn't use it every day. But like when I was working as a fragrance, but I discovered that those chemicals actually... They stay in a body, they stay in a fat tissue, they accumulate over a period of time. So if you use it every single day over the period of time, it will accumulate, and that's where the problem starts.
Right.
So that's where a lot of manufacturers, they say, oh, well, we only have a 0.1% of fragrance in the product. It's considered safe. But guess what? It's not safe because that accumulates in our body. It's like, imagine having an empty glass, you keep putting a drop of water each day. Well, eventually the glass is going to be full. The same thing with these chemicals being accumulated in our body. They just accumulate over a period of time.
So let's look at this. You talked about the fragrances and all the different things, the product. You're bringing this mission out, and now you want people that can go purchase your product online. You know, they're at the stores, they're at different places, but now they can be educated by you, but also can check it out. Where's the best place that people can pick out the product?
They can go on my website. I mean, if they have any questions, they're not sure about something, just please send me an email. I'll be happy to respond to you. If you, they don't have to. I just want them basically, I want them to know what they should.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely want them to know what you want them to know, that this is the place. So they can go to your website, just search Zurika Denton. You're going to find her.
Zurika Marble.
Yeah, you're looking to educate people that might not even buy your product. You want them to finally
know
these things, how dangerous they are, and the toxins that are in things, and make sure that it doesn't happen to them like it happened to you.
That is my goal. You know, if they want to purchase my product, that's great. You know, that's fine. I'll be happy if they do. But if they don't, that's okay. I want them just to know, to be aware, not to have to go through what I went through. And believe me, it wasn't very pleasant.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show.
You're welcome, Neil.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.